This year's champion in the U.S. Open golf tournament will be determined today in an 18-hole playoff following a stunning non-finish in Tulsa yesterday. Neither of today's contestants is named Tiger Woods, nor the two very well-known. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Who are these guys?
Aren't they the two guys I picked to be in a playoff Thursday morning?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, Mark Brooks has actually won a major championship. He won the 1996 PGA, but has done nothing since then. He's been the invisible man of the PGA Tour since then. He has one finish in a top five in 5 years until this weekend. Everybody thought his career was basically finished. Retief Hoosen is a guy, he's the other South African. Ernie Els, of course, has won 2 U.S. Opens. Everybody knows who he is. Hoosen is a guy who's best known for the fact that when he was in high school, he was struck by lightning and survived it. And he was struck by lightning again yesterday. It appeared on the 18th green when it looked like he had the tournament wrapped up.
Yes, there obviously should not be a playoff if he hadn't had a little problem on the 18th green.
Well, what happened, Bob, is on the 18th hole of the United States Open, the Class C Flight Championship of most clubs in America broke out in the final minutes. First, Mark Brooks three-putted for a bogey. Then Hoosen and Stewart Cink in the last group came to the 18th, tied for the lead. Cink misses the green. Then he misses a 15-foot putt for par and misses an 18-inch bogey putt, Bob, a putt you could make standing on your head. Nope. So then all Retief Hoosen has to do is two-putt from 12 feet, which, again, most C-flight, D-flight players in the country could do, knowing that's all they needed to do. Granted, unbelievable pressure. He misses the first putt and then has a two-foot putt coming back and doesn't even hit the hole. I mean, it was one of those things where you sat there and went, this can't be happening. It was absolutely stunning to see great golfers turn into hackers right before our eyes.
Well, are these just flukes, or is this the pressure of a major tournament?
Well, clearly it's the pressure of a major tournament. And, you know, crazy things happen in the closing holes. We remember Jean Vandeveld at the British Open 2 years ago when all he needed to do was make double bogey to win the tournament, and he made a triple bogey. That's become known now whenever you mess up in golf as pulling a Vandeveld. The way if you miss an easy ground ball in baseball, it's a Buckner because of Billy Buckner in the 1986 World Series. But this will be equally memorable to see two great players miss tiny little putts like that on the 18th green.
And what happened to Tiger Woods?
Oh, him. I guess it turns out he is mortal after all. He started the tournament terribly with a 74 on Thursday, never really got into contention, even though the NBC guys, every time he made a putt, would say, oh, here comes Tiger. Tiger never came, so he has to settle for 4 straight major championships, and I suspect he'll be back at the British Open.
Yeah, he's got trophies. David Duval and Phil Mickelson don't have any majors.
No, and they have to be feeling even worse than Hoosen and Cink and Brooks this morning, because they had a golden opportunity each to win their first major championship, especially Mickelson. And they couldn't. They just gagged yesterday. Mickelson shot 75. He was awful on the back nine. And each of them has to be wondering, when am I going to break through and win a major championship? It's like trying not to think of an elephant for the next 15 seconds.
Now, some had a good last round. Tom Kite, for example.
Tom Kite is 52 years old. He shot 64, 6 under par yesterday. That's just extraordinary to be able to do that under any circumstances, much less when he's playing the senior tour. He's not even on the regular tour anymore. And he finished tied for 5th. Remarkable performance.
You have anything to say about the NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers?
I suspect they're going to be around for a while. Now that Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant are speaking to one another, now that they've figured out that winning championships is fun, they won their 2nd straight on Friday night, and they won 15 of 16 playoff games, Bob. That's almost unheard of to do that. And they have a chance to be a real dynasty. They could be the Tiger Woods of the NBA for the next few years.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk Spoiled and The Majors.